For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, back to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
.25 The Bone, it is The Mike Calter Show. It's 9:30 on a Tuesday morning. Calvin, Spanish, Gio, Carmen, Pap, all here in studio. Mike is out in L.A. as our friend Bert Kreischer gets a variety award tonight. And then going to be back. Mike will be back on Thursday along with another comedian friend of ours, Robert Kelly, who's going to be in town. He's going to be down at Port Charlotte at Bassani, which is a great comedy theater, great food, cool place to hang out. So make your plans for this weekend to go see Bobby. He'll be down there this weekend, but he'll be on the show with us on Thursday morning. And then Friday, we have the house party.
Yeah!
A lot of stuff going on.
Very excited. And then it's August already.
Are we drinking at the house party?
I think we should. Mike has... You didn't get to try it, but Mike has that moonshine.
No, oh, thank you.
Oh, my God, Galvin, it's so good.
I don't know if I'll ever drink again.
Yeah.
I'm not... I don't drink a lot. You know, I drank whenever I was younger, and we'd bartend, and we'd go out, and we'd party and do all that stuff, but I think I'm past that. I don't drink at home ever, and occasionally I'll have a beer with something, if, you know, like eating Mexican
pizza
food or something, you know.
Yeah.
It's good, but yeah, I really don't drink that much. I'm sure I'll drink on the cruise. I usually do that.
Love the cruise.
You know, I probably the birthday bash that weekend. Probably
margaritas.
Drink a little bit.
Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Not a margarita guy.
Margaritas.
Yeah, no. Miami Vice, too much sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, they're delicious, but too much.
I've been on a skinny margarita kick where it's just a little bit of agave nectar and tequila and then like a squirt of lime. Yeah.
Well, you and Joe a lot of times will just drink tequila with ice, right?
That's how I personally prefer alcohol.
You drink it with ice or no?
Just neat. Like it neat. Yeah, because this is showing my alcoholic colors, but when I drink whiskey or any type of liquor warm, not on ice, it gives me a buzz quicker, and I like that.
Oh, really?
At least for me, I like to keep a steady buzz rather than sometimes we'll do chilled shots, and, you know, before you know it, I'm, you know, three sheets to the wind.
Hammered.
Yeah.
I used to date a girl whenever I was younger, and, you know, we were underage, and she would, you know, you'd get alcohol, whatever you could get, you know, yeah, gin, I'll drink it, I don't care, whatever. But she always wanted tequila, and her friend would just wolf it down.
Oh, no.
And I go, you're going to be sick. You're going to be sick, you're going to be sloppy, I'm going to have to carry you around. You know, because if we're going to a party or whatever, every time she would do it. And I go, here's what we're doing. I'm in charge of the alcohol now.
Yeah, dude.
I go, here, have a drink. There you go. Wait a little while. Have a drink. Do a shot. There you go. And had her do like three shots over the course of, you know, 2 hours. She was buzzed. She had a good
time.
I go, there you go. No pukey.
Yeah.
No walking around like a zombie. I go, I don't understand how you can't figure that out. It's pretty simple.
But that's the big thing about when you do start drinking, you don't realize your tolerance. Or if you start at a younger age, and then once you hit an age, your tolerance kind of goes back. Like it switches.
Yeah, I get that. But also, after, you know, nine times of puking in the bushes, you go, hey, maybe... Yeah. Slow it down a little bit and see, you know, because drinking can be fun.
Yeah, it can
That's
be blast.
Why it's such a huge thing and why people buy it and stuff is because it relaxes you, makes you have a good time, puts you
lowers your inhibitions.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do
get to do
weirder, dirty
stuff. Sure,
don't hurt as bad.
Yeah, I like car accidents.
Whoa,
or the other stuff.
Chocolate rain.
I've only woken up in a ditch once my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of that. Yeah, at Avalon.
Oh, no.
Behind the Avalon sign.
When I broke my thumb, I woke up in a ditch.
Yeah, not so bad.
I've never woken up in a ditch, but I've been in a lot of ditches.
Yeah,
I always get out.
Yeah.
I always find my way to a bed somewhere.
I was at a house party when I was underage, and we were drinking like crazy, and we were out front, and the cops showed up, and I was like, cops, and I turned to run and went right into a tree.
Oh,
straight
no.
into a tree, just laying there, like, please don't arrest me.
I live here now.
Yeah.
You know what I've been really into? Because I'm a vodka drinker.
Ooh.
And I do vodka water, skinny girl juice, trying to, you know, stay in shape. Mio. The little water flavoring.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, that is amazing.
Is there sugar in that?
No.
You can get
or like
ones.
Really low, like sugar-free
ones. It's all chemicals.
Chemical. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuclear.
Basically.
Carmen, you know, you should try Hint.
Hint?
Yeah, the water. Have you tried that?
No.
Oh, it's called Hint because it has just a little taste of whatever it is, peach
like
or
bubbly.
Blueberry. No, but it's flat water.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they do actually. They have the bubbly water too. But I get the flat water. But they have like cherry and grape and this and that. And it's literally the called Hint. It makes perfect sense because when you drink it, you go, oh, a little grape in there. But it'd be perfect to mix with vodka.
Which I used to do that too, but it goes down a little too easy.
A little too easy.
When you have to make it a little more, you got to put some into it. So.
Easy lemon squeezy.
But I got to tell you, that's the way to go.
I love drinking.
If you go to my Instagram, Galvin, @GalvinSeriously, you can see a couple of nerds huddling together looking at Gio's phone. They were looking at the trailer for the new Ghostbusters. So what do we think?
I'm excited. I'm a big Ghost. Obviously, you guys know I'm a big Ghostbusters fan.
Right.
Big fan of the original two movies. The last one with the women, it was kind of garbage. Yeah,
terrible.
I didn't really like it. But
it's
I
terrible.
Like
and it wasn't because it's women. It was just terrible it was terrible.
But this new one, I mean, back me up on this, Gio. It looks good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah,
it looks good. No, I'm kidding. It does look really good. Because this is a continuation. And Paul Rudd is in it, and there's a couple
so
kids.
So give me the breakdown. Who is Paul Rudd in relation to anyone else?
It doesn't say, like, based on the trailers, but it's based on kids, and the kids are apparently the grandchildren of Egon in the Ghostbusters.
I think Paul Rudd's a teacher, the school science teacher.
Okay. So he's not related to them.
Yeah. It's like small town and the Ghostbusters.
And they find the Ghostbusters car in an old like barn or something.
Yeah, it looks like they find the car and they find all the equipment, the ghost fighting equipment, stuff like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
And then there's some type of, in the trailer, not to give anything away, but there seems to be earthquakes coming from this town, and there's no fault lines, and they can't understand why there's all down of these earthquakes. It's because of the ghosts.
Supernatural.
Yeah, ghosts in the ground.
Ghosts in the ground.
Yeah.
I would imagine they probably go, hey, Mom, what did Grandpa...
Yeah, exactly.
Do?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of but I think they're going to have a lot of the old characters... Well, in this one.
Yeah, there's nobody in the trailer at the end, you hear Dan Aykroyd's voice, but they say that Bill Murray's in it, also Ernie Hudson's in it, but they don't say what capacity. They're not in the trailer, except like I said at the end there, you hear Dan Aykroyd.
I'm really hoping Rick Moranis is going to be in it, but I don't think he's going to be in it.
No.
He was
my
favorite.
I'm the gatekeeper.
Oh, he was the best.
He got punched in the face in New York, remember? Yeah. Oh,
we hadn't
heard anything from so long. Super nice guy. Who was super famous in a bunch of movies and stuff. His wife got sick, and he quit acting and doing that stuff so he could raise his kids and be a good guy. And then he shows back up, and he gets punched in the face in New York.
That's by a random dude.
Random. Totally there's, random.
There no is reason. No God. Yeah. So, and that's just further proof that there is no God.
Do you know how much I used to listen to Bob and Doug McKenzie, Great White North, the album that those guys did? Because it was Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas, not from Wendy's, Dave Thomas, the actor, comedian guy. They were both on, CTV, they did the stuff. But they were like two Canadian guys, and they put out a comedy album, and I listened to that so much. It was ridiculous.
You know what's sad is I bet that is much better than the comedy album that I used to listen to on repeat.
What's that?
Which was Dane Cook's first comedy album.
Listen, I'm not a Dane Cook hater. Dane Cook was really funny. His stuff lately hasn't been funny, and he's had problems, whatever. But that first stuff, Retaliation, and whatever the other one was hilarious. And I used to listen to that and thought it was great.
It was my parents must have hated me. But that was my revenge for my dad making me listen to Chris Isaak and John Denver for so long. Like, now you're forced to listen to Dane Cook on repeat.
When my son was young, when he would get in the car, he would go, Jim Gaffigan, please. Like, every time that he just wanted to listen to that. Every time. We actually got to see him a couple times. We went over to Orlando, and I think we did one of the theme parks, so we were out like all day, and then Jim Gaffigan was playing that night. We went to dinner and stuff, and I sat down, totally went to sleep, totally went to sleep, and I love Jim Gaffigan. He's hilarious. When I very first started dating my wife, it was me and her and Mike and Amanda, his wife, and we had front row tickets for Chris Rock. me, Mike, both fell asleep during the show. Nothing against Chris Rock.
That's
great,
awesome.
Great comedian. Unbelievable. I'm surprised he didn't like yell at us or anything, but totally out. Totally out.
Were you making noise? I mean, you guys are both loud snores.
I'm sure we were, you know, at least. I did that. I fell asleep whenever I was getting a massage, which I'm sure they understand that.
Tons of people, yeah.
You know, but I woke myself up because I was just relaxed. Little music going. She's massaging and stuff. And I just went. And then you just wake up. Sorry.
They're looking at you. And you're
she goes, that's
them.
Okay. Yeah. She goes, you're relaxed. don't fart.
It's hard not to, especially when they start rubbing your back or your belly and you're like, oh, God.
Or if you're just all relaxed and you're like, oh, yeah. Oh no. I'm sorry. What? Here's a lot of extra money for a tip. I feel bad now.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, when does Ghostbusters come out?
November.
Yeah, it's at Thanksgiving in the trailer. Yeah. So. Yeah. Originally, I think it was supposed to be out this summer, but...
Well, yeah, it's June 2021,
COVID,
yeah.
I think COVID probably pushed it back.
Because weren't there a lot of, like, what is it? Just basically, they couldn't film. They couldn't together. Yeah. They couldn't have enough people
the
on the
stuff,
sets.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Theaters just opened back up in the last, you know, month.
Which, who wants to go to a theater
anyway?
I do. I'm actually going to go this weekend to see
shut your mouth.
The movie The Green Knight, which I'm excited to see in movie theaters, which I don't think anybody hears. Yeah, do you remember? It's this movie studio, A24, which they put out a lot of independent films that I like. I believe they did Hereditary, which I really like. And this movie's coming out this weekend, and I saw a trailer for it on my Instagram, and I thought it was really cool.
Huh. Yeah. Is that the kid from Life of Pi?
Yeah. Well, I don't think from Life of Pi, but he's been in a bunch of, I think, is that Slumdog Millionaire?
Dev Patel is his name.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He was in Hereditary.
Yeah, he was in Slumdog. He was in Lion.
And this is going to get you back to the theater.
For me, yeah. But I love weird movies.
I just don't like going to the theater.
I don't blame you.
I never did.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting on the seats. I know what I did in those seats when I was a kid.
Whoa.
They're gross.
Oh, man.
Don't do that.
They have to clean them.
So this,
I don't know. They don't. That's the thing.
The Green Knight, King Arthur's headstrong nephew, embarks on a daring quest to confront the Green Knight, a mysterious giant who appears at Camelot.
Yeah.
Risking his head, he sets off on an epic adventure to prove himself before his family and court.
I love weird sci-fi movies like that, or like fantasy movies.
94% on Rotten Tomato.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, should be good. It's going to be weird for sure.
You know, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have a... like back night time.
Really?
Movie coming out. Yeah. It is, I forget what it's called.
Oh, I love
this. But they wrote it, and I think like the way that it is, it's three different points of view on one of the knight's wives gets raped. And so it's her point of view, her husband's point of view, and the guy who's allegedly raped her's point of view type of stuff. Yeah. So,
a nice romantic comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Last Duel.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen some previews for that.
That looks good.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Matt Damon has another movie coming out where he like his daughter's in prison,
yeah,
then he
in
goes into prison or something.
He's trying to get her out.
Right, to get her out.
Freedom something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think is it a company like Netflix?
Or is it?
I think it's one of the streaming platforms.
Could be.
That's the thing. There really hasn't been any movie that's come out or any trailer or anything that's made me like, oh, I can't wait to see that.
I will go see Jackass Forever in the theater.
Oh, yeah, for
like,
sure.
Probably the weekend it comes out.
Stillwater is the name of that the new one that he's in with his daughter.
Stillwater, great band from Mount Holly.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I'll see Jackass, but I'll watch it at home.
Yeah. Right.
I really don't. If there's any way for me to never go to the theater again, I'm totally fine. And that's not because of COVID. I never wanted to go to the theater beforehand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I can watch the stuff at home, I just watch it
like,
at home.
I like to go where they have, like, the Lazy Boys.
They pretty much all do now, though.
Yeah.
Right. And you can get, like, real food and
like
drinks
and stuff.
Like
a Cinebistro type deal?
Yeah, that's different. That's an experience, and that's a good, like, date night.
Yes.
But just for, like, a movie, like, honestly, I'd rather do that at home. Wine's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's closer.
Mm.
And my couch, and I don't have to wear pants if I don't want to.
I know you've done this before, Karin, and I'm sure you guys have done too, but most of the time, if I go to a movie, especially with Karishma, we'll bring our own booze and maybe some snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Then you just buy like
a little flask,
pop.
You know? Yeah. Get a little liquored up.
Sneaky sneak. And then roll the bottle at the end.
It's so hard when you have to crack your Truly can in the middle of the movie, and you have to do it during a loud scene. You're like, psst. I'm sorry, everybody. Oops.
I can see you bringing in like weird stuff too.
Oh,
you
know,
so you bring in like sardines or something. And they're like, what?
I brought in yogurt.
Smell them.
Yeah, yogurt one time because we were trying to be healthy. Some yogurts.
No.
Listen, she's got a big purse. The thing's huge. We can fit all kinds of stuff in there.
So that's the thing. I don't carry a purse ever, but I have ones. But like normally I forget it and stuff. So like I just have my pockets. So I never really been able. I've never like snuck stuff in. No, I've never done that.
That's right. I never really thought of that. You don't really carry a purse. No.
Yeah, no.
No
yeah.
Pocket salmon for you.
That's good. That's good for you.
Yeah.
Purse is annoying. My wife loves purses, so she actually loves like the different one. Oh, this one's Dior and this one's blah, blah, blah.
It's just too much.
But it's also, you can't fit anything. Like she has purses that like her phone won't fit in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? What is that for? What are you putting in there?
Just a loose change.
Yeah. 3 pennies and a tissue.
Listen, ladies, you know what you do? You find a man who carries a man bag.
Yeah, those fanny pack.
The fanny pack, but they like do the shoulder strap to make it cool. Chad has one of those, so he carries all of our stuff, so I never have to carry anything. It's just the best. I'm telling you.
I can't ever imagine myself carrying one of those.
Yeah. No. I wore a fanny pack, but at music festivals when everybody else has all got fanny packs.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Drugs,
yeah.
Also, don't call it a purse, man. Men don't like that.
It's a purse.
I always say, Chad, do you have your purse? it's not a purse.
Not cool, bro.
Come on, Carmen. You know it's not a purse.
He's like, I'm going to take your stuff out.
Yeah, because there will be times where I'll be like, hey, can you put my keys in your purse? And my wife will be like, I don't have room. And I go, what could you possibly do?
Right.
You don't have room for a set of keys. And it's not like I have big keychain, all kind of crazy stuff.
It's three keys.
What's that? Yeah, pretty simple.
She's got chapstick and a couple of Tic Tacs in there, and it's all filled up.
That's too much.
That's why, look, Karishma's purse, she's got this big red one. I mean, and it's literally like a never-ending bottom bag. It's incredible the stuff she gets in there.
Like a tote bag?
Yeah, and she's got umbrellas in there, coats and stuff. It's unbelievable.
Shoes.
Yeah.
I've had those, but it's just not convenient. I carry my backpack now to work because, you know, I was having to bring my laptop in and stuff like that. But it's just, I don't know, it's better for your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Like instead of having to do it on one thing, like, but you can't carry backpacks every place.
Yeah.
Even though I got a cute one for my birthday, which is little that I can take now, but you know, that's fancy.
That is a cute backpack.
Yeah.
That stuff's all good for the cruise.
Yes.
Like the fanny packs and, you know, little backpacks and that type of stuff.
I'm so excited for the cruise.
Yes.
I'm very excited for Mike's 50th birthday, but I have a feeling since we haven't really partied like this in such a long time, a lot of people are going to make a lot of bad decisions out there.
Birthday party is going to be a little crazy.
Yep.
Cruise will be back in the flow of things.
Here's the funny thing about the cruise, though. I'm like, oh, we're going in April, where we normally go in like October or something. I'm like, it's going to be hot. It's going to be the same temperature.
Yeah. Right? I think you're right. Yeah.
It'll be totally the same.
Yeah.
You know, which is fine with me. That'll be good. We'll have a good time with that. All right. Well, let's get out of here for the day. But coming up tomorrow on the show, it is Wednesday. So I will have a brand new open letter for tomorrow. Do we know anything else happening tomorrow?
We do not.
Okay. All right. Mike will be flying back tomorrow.
Yes.
And then he'll be here Thursday. Robert Kelly will be on with us Thursday. He's going to be down at Vasani in Port Charlotte. Very funny. If you want to see a good comic, go see Bobby Kelly. He'll be at Vasani all weekend long. And then Friday we have the house party, which will be fun. We do have Rolling Stones tickets. Just have to figure out how we're giving them away. That's the big thing. You guys, keep listening. The after show will be coming up next, followed by Roger and JP, then Drew Garabo Live, then SBK, then Johnny B. I got to tell you, I have not seen SBK. When's the last time you saw SBK?
Over a year ago.
Last time I saw Johnny B., no idea. Last time I saw Drew or John, no idea. Roger and JP, no idea. It's been so long since I've seen everybody.
I was listening to SBK last night, and I heard a story about Hooters and Spike. It's something that happened with Mike.
Like recently?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I was going to wait till Thursday to bring it up when Mike is back. Yeah. But I heard something
Some weird interaction.
Something went down at the Hooters with Spike on the mic. And Mike.
It was rough.
Man, oh, man.
Embarrassing, cringy, dumb,
all of the above.
Very similar to the moment you got almost rear naked choked out. Where everyone just kind of went.
Don't make it like that, like I'm some pussy that got.
No, not like that.
Jackass tried to put me in the headlock. Right, Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Sorry. You're right.
Dwight, I yelled at him like a little kid.
It squeezed. Mike, it was a similar situation like that.
Oh, no.
I heard the story. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
I was going to ask Mike on Thursday when he came back.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we are out of here. Carmen, day two. I think we did a pretty good job.
Listen, we get better and better. Applesauce!
Round of applesauce. Yeah. Very nice. Congratulations, everybody. We're out of here. We will see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.